Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I know that you are up early, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, how's it going?
Everything's well. What a weekend of fun and exciting
stuff.
There's
a lot of things going on.
Everywhere.
There's always a lot. I mean, I'm going to head out to the Citrus Balloon Festival. Are you going to be out there?
Yes, we are going to be there for the afternoon, and I was there last night, so it's great.
Yeah, I was there last night for the dinner, and just it's going to be, I don't know, I've never gone. You said you've been there before.
Been there every time.
Every time. I love it. I love it. Well, I am so excited to be a part of that. So anyways, everybody get out there, Santa Paula, right? And where exactly is it?
It's Hollick and the 126. It's where that 76 station is in the huge soccer field. You'll notice a bunch of big balloons.
There you go.
That'll be the tip.
I know. I actually
huge
went out
balloons.
On one of them. And, you know, I'm telling you. Okay, it was
up and away.
Up and away. There you go. I love it. All right. And Sherry, so glad you're here with me.
Thank you.
How's
love
everything
being
going?
Here. Fantastic.
Good. And Jennifer, welcome back. And welcome. You just had this amazing trip.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad to be back.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Well, we have an amazing show for you today. We've got amazing things that we're going to be giving away. We are a part of so many things going on here in the 805, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, I just want to tell you a little bit about our guest. We're going to talk with Catherine Oakes, and she is the author of Single Mom, Broke, and Still Smiling. We're going to find out why she's still smiling, and that's awesome. Also, we're going to be talking with Tony for Federico about his book and paleo grilling. I'm telling you, you know, it's kind of like a modern caveman's guide to cooking with fire, so...
Very healthy, though. It's a very healthy
way
to eat if you actually sit down and read all about it. It's not just meat.
Okay.
So I'm really curious to hear about this because my husband's a big meat eater, so I want to see how to balance it in our diet.
There you go. There you go. And also, we've got Joe Wade coming in, and he is going to be talking about Dream Builder Adventures, and we have something that you're going to be winning tickets to. I'm telling you, it is going to be so much fun. There's scavengers that are all over, and I want you guys to be out there. I want you to be a part of it with me. It's going to be fun. Kind of eat and dine and dash. And so anyways, lots of different things. Great idea for birthday parties. Great idea for parties in general. So anyways, I'm so excited to, you know, talk with him about that. So Tom, why don't you let everybody know? One, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is the number that you're going to be calling so you can win all these amazing things that we are giving away here on the Kim Pagano Show. Also, if for any reason you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. Listen there. All my shows are downloaded there. All of them are downloaded on iTunes. Like us on Facebook, and we've got lots of things we're giving away there, too. So, again, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way with the brighter side of the 805 right here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, what do we have to give away?
We have tickets to the big party that everybody wants to go to starting on Wednesday, Ventura County Fair admission tickets. We'll be doing that. The Marvelous Wonderettes at the Caneo Players Theater, a classic theater in Thousand Oaks. It's been there for years and years and years. I think since around 1960, actually. Canyon Club, Bruce Springsteen, it's a tribute band. Along with that, Barkham Pet Supplies. If you've got a pet, $50 gift certificate from Barkham. Noah's Bagels, giving us a dozen of bagels. Soup Plantation, Urbane Cafe, and food from Red Brick Pizza, $25 gift certificate.
There you go. You know what? Let's just start off the morning with a couple passes to the Ventura County Fair. That is already happening, and it's going to be like right here before you know it. And give us a call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number that's going to get you for a couple of those great concerts that are going to be over there. But not only that, just admission to the Ventura County Fair. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do you have going on for the weekend? Are you going to go out to the Balloon Festival? What do you got going on?
You know, the usual canoeing.
There you go.
I actually have a big weekend. I have a big birthday party bash. What else do I have on? A couple of dates.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Right.
I'm excited to go out to the Balloon Festival. I've actually never seen balloons that close, so I really want to get out there and take my kids so we can see that. It sounds like a really great weekend event.
Yeah, there you go. You know, we talked about this on one of our other shows. I heard that. How did you make it? You made that sound even better, you know, in the backyard. Yeah, exactly.
When the fire burns. Yeah. And you're literally, you can walk right up to the balloons, the basket, and you can actually touch them.
Yeah, and they actually, when that's you go up in them, what they did for us, they did a little champagne toast in there.
Sounds very romantic,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Romantic.
So,
great
anyways,
date night.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's bring our first guest on. And again, get your name in here. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you and find out if you are a winner. Catherine Oakes, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and your book and your journey.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you can hear in my voice, I am not from here. I am originally from France, and I have been now living in the United States for about 15 years, and decided a couple of years ago to write a book to help women go through what I went through, and give them some advice and some hope along the way. That was the main purpose of this book.
So bouncing back after a divorce is what you're saying, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, there's always a reason why we divorce, right? There's always something going wrong. And in my case, I divorced because there was physical abuse from my husband, both on me and my daughter. So it happened twice, and after the second time I told him it happened, the third time I'm out.
Right.
So I left, and the advice I have to everyone, there's never, ever a good reason to let anyone hurt you, whether it's mentally or physically.
Wow.
And if it happens, you need to get out. You need to find strength or surround yourself with people that will be helping you out. But there will never be a good outcome if you stay anyway.
Wow. So, Catherine, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Sherry, I'm sure you could probably talk on this. She's a therapist.
Yes, therapist, and personally, I was a single mom from the time my daughter was a year old. So I believe that all single moms deserve huge awards because it's quite a journey, and there's many things about it that people don't understand.
And women multitask as, you know, as moms, as, you know, wives, as all of that. And so it's so hard to kind of try to keep all those balls going. And how were you motivated to write this book?
You know, I think I went through a lot of things that were very, very difficult. And for me, the only thing that really was helpful is reading books. I read hundreds of books, and books are really, for me, what gave me the power and the strength to move on. So I thought I had learned a few things, and it was my responsibility to share it with other women. I wanted to help. This was really the basic goal for me, is to help and to provide that light that I found myself in other books to other women.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, I know a lot of women, when they're going through this, they have really low self-esteem. They worry about, you know, their finances, all those things that, you know, they think they can't do it by themselves. What's your thought on that?
Well, self-esteem is the key to a good life. If you don't respect yourself, nobody will. And the way to build it again is to, first of all, I always say that again and again, surround yourself with people that are positive and that believe in you. Mm. That will give you the energy to find that strength again within you. If you have confidence in yourself, you will achieve anything you want. If you don't believe in yourself, nothing good is going to come out of it. So it's doing activities, surrounding yourself with people that laugh, that will build that self-esteem again. And also, just if you don't work, try to find a job, be active in the community, help others, go to the Humane Society, help pets if you want to, if you love pets, but do something that's going to make you feel good, and then you will build that self-esteem again over time.
Wow. So, Catherine, this is Sherry Gabe again. It really does take a while to build that self-esteem, doesn't it, after a divorce?
It does.
And people
it
don't
does.
Realize
Yeah, it does. And self-esteem takes years to build, and it can be destroyed in a snap, really.
Yeah, you kind of lose your identity.
It absolutely. But again, it's like anything else. You have to make a conscious decision that you will get better. And if you make that conscious decision, then everything becomes possible. It all starts from the top of your head, your brain.
Catherine, this is Jennifer Chastain. I was looking through the book, and I'm actually married, so I do come from, my parents are divorced, so I can relate to a little bit of this. But when I was reading through it, I felt like certain aspects were speaking to me on different levels of my life. I may not be divorced, but I felt like you can always learn something from somebody else's triumphs that they've overcome. And I really enjoyed that about the book. It doesn't just speak to people who are divorced. There's other things that I could take away from it as well to get me through difficult parts.
So good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. I know that you talk about 15 realities that can change your life. What are they? I mean, and you know, kind of talk to us, give us a guide of where we are.
Yeah, and I'm speaking about, again, these are all the chapters that I have here, speaking about love, making sure that, you know, when you think you're in love, make sure it is love and it's not lust. You know, we make so many times a mistake, we meet somebody and we are attracted and we think it's lust and we get married within 2 weeks and we realize, oops, I made a mistake. Of course, you didn't give it enough time. So love is something that we have to evaluate and make sure that it is truly love when you get into a relationship that you want to be long-term. So that's one of the things I'm talking about. Growing pains. Life is a growing experience. We are constantly learning and it's not supposed to be easy all the time. We're supposed to go through moments of pain if we want to grow, both physically and emotionally. So I'm talking about this because very often we're not aware, we don't understand why we have to suffer in life.
Wow.
Well, that's part of the journey, right? It's part of the whole experience. So I'm talking about this. I'm talking a lot about work, money, MLM, you know, multi-level marketing companies, because I've been involved in both, and I have an opinion on that. If you don't want to hear it, it's not a good opinion.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I've tried many times because many times I found myself unemployed, out of work, and totally desperate. And MLMs, they come to you when you are totally desperate, right? These are the type of people that they prey on. But you have to know that, I'm going to take Amway as an example. The average income of an Amway distributor is $40 a month. What do you do with $40 a month? You buy yourself a few drinks and some food, and that's about it, right? So a lot of people get into those MLMs because they think it's going to change their life drastically, and they know exactly what to tell you. They're going to use words like freedom, millions of dollars, retire soon, more time to live. But what you have to understand is that the people that make it are typically the people that were at the very beginning of those companies. The people that came after, 99% of the time, they're not going to be able to make it big. They will maybe survive. They will maybe just make just enough money to make it, but they're never going to make it big. So you have to be very, very careful when you make a decision to enter into those companies because they will be asking you to involve your family and your friends, right? So you're going to have to go ask money to your family and your friends. But do you really want to do that?
So, Catherine, this is Sherry Gabe again. So you're talking about being taken advantage of. So it can also happen in the dating world. I mean, there are predators of vulnerable women or vulnerable men that are going through a really hard time after a divorce, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you that I went through a lot of e-dating sites to myself and had a lot of experience. I just met, in fact, a wonderful man through a dating site. So it just tells you that it can happen. It's always a possibility, but same thing, you have to take your time. You have to meet the people. You have to understand who they are. You never meet them for the first time in a private place. You meet them in a public place.
It's all about attracting what you are. So the stronger you become, you're going to attract someone who's just as strong.
Great point.
Isn't that true? They always say when you're at a great place in your life, that's when you're going to meet that next person.
There you go. I love that you brought up so many really important topics and facts of you know, that some people are going through. Now, we talk about stress is a happiness killer, okay? What did you do to handle it?
All right, well, typically the first thing is you have to recognize that you're stressed out, and that's always difficult because a lot of people are in total denial. But once you recognize that you're stressed out, and you have time for that, you don't sleep at night, or you fall asleep and you wake up at 1 in the morning and you can't sleep anymore, or you want to eat chocolate all the time, or you cry for no reason. These are all signs of stress. What I did myself is I ran every day, no matter whether I was not feeling good or feeling good. I forced myself to get up in the morning and run 2 or 3 miles. If I could not run, I walked. And I was telling myself some mantra words. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I will make it. Believe in yourself. And I did this every single day for 2 years. I did that. Eventually, your brain starts to believe what you're telling yourself.
Right,
so
right.
So little things like that help tremendously. Exercise and eat healthy. You are what you eat.
Catherine, were you a strong lady to begin with? Because you sound like you are.
You know, that's what people say, but it's, I come from a background, my family always told me, you need to fight, you don't give up, you're strong, you can make it. So I was never told, oh, it's okay, you're going to be good, just, you know, find a man, get married and be happy and don't work and everything will be fine. No, I was always raised to do the best I could with my life, and it's always come back to me.
Right.
And this is why I want to share that with women that are so weak now that they don't find the strength to do anything with their life. I want to be able to talk to them. I want to be able to grab their hands and put a smile on their face so that they can believe again. That's one of my goals here.
Catherine, did you ever have days that you thought you really couldn't pick yourself back up?
Oh, my God, yes.
And how did you handle that?
You know, what I did is I am very spiritual. In fact, I'm more than spiritual. I have become very religious. The belief in God for me has been what has allowed me to always find the strength that I needed to move on. We have a creator that's beyond what we can possibly imagine, and there's a reason for everything that we are and that we have on this earth.
That's such an important point, because sometimes when you're going through the pain, you don't realize just what you're going to gain from it years later. You know, years later, you look back and go, wow, that was meant to be.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
There are many things we don't understand.
Right. You know, I mean, I would love to talk to you further, and I love that you're our guest on our show this morning. Here's a question. What would be your advice that you would give us all if you could pick 3 things?
Okay, the first thing is believe in yourself. Laugh every day, even if you don't feel like it. Take care of your children if you have your children. They need you. Be an example for them. So many kids are left alone nowadays. They need you. They need their family. You are the example. And third, take care of yourself physically and mentally. Eat right, exercise, and surround yourself with positive people. And that will be the last one.
Wow. Very, very powerful. I love this, Catherine Oakes. Where do we find your book, Single Mom, Broke, and Still Smiling?
Well, you go to KatherineOakes.com/book, and you'll be able to buy from there.
Okay, great. And are you in a relationship again?
I am in a relationship again with an incredible man.
Good for you.
Everything's possible. And I met him online.
I love it. So, wow. Okay, so there is hope after, divorce, right?
Yes, there is. Absolutely. You just have to believe it.
There you go. And you have to believe in yourself. So,
right.
All right. Catherine Oakes, thank you so much for being our guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And we just had Joe Wade walk in. And so we're going to talk to him a little bit about all these amazing adventures that he's got coming up. But what we're going to come back and talk with is Tony Federico. And we're going to talk about paleo grilling. And what is paleo? We talked a little bit. It's kind of like caveman eating. But anyways, what I'd love to do is give away a couple tickets right now to the Canyon Club Bruce Springsteen tribute. That's August 1st. And it's going to be Boss in the USA. So with that, let's do it right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Stay with us.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those phone calls. Again, 419-0008 is the number that you will be calling in to be winning all these great things. Right now, in fact, we just had Joe Wade walk in the studio with us. And Joe, I know we're going to hear a little bit about your adventures, your dream builder adventures, but I know that you've got this one thing that's coming up right here, and it's what
The Duck Stops Here.
Tell us a little bit about that really quick, and then we'll move into our next guest.
That's one of our adventure quest scavenger hunts we have coming up, and it is all throughout Simi Valley.
These are like adult. Isn't that cool? I love it. When I met him, I was like, okay, I want to go. I mean, yeah, great party ideas. Great. So tell us a little bit. When is that one?
That's August 16th.
Okay.
And at 11 a.m. and through 3 p.m. So, and it ends at a restaurant so everybody can eat, and it takes people on 26 challenges all through the city over that four-hour period.
Isn't that sound amazing?
It's like the Amazing Race.
I know, and Simi Valley, right here in the 805. So anyways, we are going to be a part of that, and we do have tickets to give away on that. So I want, again, you to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, and you can win that. So let's go back to our next guest, which is Tony Federico. And Tony, are you there?
I'm there.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us Paleo Grilling. What an amazing book. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a personal trainer in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been following the paleo diet myself since 2010. A client actually introduced me to the paleo diet book by Dr. Lauren Cordain. And that's how I got my start. I did a 30-day challenge. I felt better than I ever had in my adult life, probably ever in my entire life, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow. So for all my listeners that maybe don't know what paleo is, can you explain to us?
Absolutely. Paleo is short for Paleolithic. So the basic idea is to eat like a caveman. And what that really means in practical terms is excluding all those processed foods, all those junk foods, all the artificial colors and flavors from your diet, and really taking the focus back to whole, real fresh foods, fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, seeds, healthy oils like avocado and olive oil, and really having that be the foundation of your diet.
So, Tony, this is Jennifer. Question for you. So it's not just eating meat. It's not just having a huge steak at dinner and a huge piece of chicken for lunch. It's adding other things to your diet as well.
Absolutely. A common thing that a lot of people who really follow the paleo diet say is that they eat more vegetables than a vegetarian. And I think that that's true for myself, true for many people that I know who are following the paleo diet as well. It's absolutely just as much about the vegetables and the plant-based food as it is about the meat.
Oh, okay, I see. And then there's nothing better than a piece of meat grilled on the barbecue. I mean, you can't get better than that,
well,
especially this time of year.
Well, I say that about the vegetables, and then you bring up my book, which is certifiably a meat fest. I think that's it's like Noah's Ark. There's two of every kind. You have beef, you have chicken, you have pork, there's wild game, there's some really odd, animals such as alligator and ostrich and octopus and things like that in there. And we even have some organ meat. So if you're a little more adventurous and you want to dabble in some nose-to-tail grilling, we have you covered.
Wow. Joe, you had a question? Oh, did you have a question?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
I have a question. Okay. This is Sherry Gaba. Hi. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well.
So what about the whole issue around cholesterol? How do you answer
that? Well, I think in the paleo community, we have addressed this question many times. There's been a long-standing correlation. I think that that's important to emphasize. A correlation, not a causation, between meat eating, saturated fat, and cholesterol. Now, the studies that were done back in the 1970s, the China study, and later works by T. Colin Campbell and some other nutritional researchers, those were correlational epidemiological studies that looked at, so for example, if someone eats meat, do they also have this health, do they have this health situation? Do they do this? Do they have that? So it looked at a whole lot of different lifestyle factors, and it's interesting that a lot of that data was cherry-picked. So for example, they leave out the fact that these same people that have high cholesterol, supposedly from meat eating, were also eating high sugar. They're also smoking. They're also doing these other things that we know are certainly going to impact one's health. So those causal studies, like a real hard look into putting people on a meat-heavy diet and does that make them sick, that hasn't been done. That research does not exist. And in fact, we have strong evidence from modern hunter-gatherers, such as the Inuit, the Maasai, people who are living the way that our ancestors lived, they eat lots of meat, they eat lots of animal products, and they don't have these so-called diseases of civilization, such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and so on and so forth. So I think that that meat cholesterol hypothesis hasn't really borne out to be true. And even if someone does have higher than what we call, quote-unquote, normal cholesterol, we really have to look deeper than that. We have to look at, is there inflammation? Is there something else that's going on with that person that might be causing some cause for concern? But, yeah, really that whole cholesterol thing, I think there's more to it than meets the eye.
Okay, Tony.
No pun intended.
It's Jennifer again. My big question is this a fad diet, or do you think this is something that you can live with for the rest of your life? Is this like a lifestyle, which I think is so
absolutely
important,
great
taking off weight and keeping it off?
This is 100% a lifestyle. It is the human lifestyle. This is how people lived for a million years prior to the advent of modern-day agriculture, prior to the advent of industrialized processed food at 100 years. This is how human beings, this is how we survived on this planet. We ate fresh fruits, vegetables, lean meat, nuts, seeds, things like that. So paleo isn't so much of a fad as it is a remembering. It's a remembering of what is the original human diet. What are we designed to thrive upon? What are we supposed to be eating as human beings?
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, you are tuned into The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Tony Federico, and we're talking about paleo grilling. It's kind of like, I've heard of it as caveman food, right? I mean, it's kind of going back to anything that you can, doesn't have a lot of ingredients. You can either pick it, grow it, pull it out of the dirt, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. It's taking the chemistry out of food, taking the industrialized processing out of food. If you can recognize it, if you can see it with your eyes, you can hold it with your hand, if you can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, it's probably paleo.
You know, I notice I have meat maybe once a week, and I notice I actually crave it. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Do you think it's like a genetic thing that you could actually crave, or an ancestral thing that you actually can crave meat?
Absolutely. Human beings, one of the things I get into in the book is that we had this tremendous growth in our brain development. And this tremendous growth in our brain development seems to have occurred at the time that we were developing more refined hunting strategies. And also when we were learning how to cook food, they found evidence of control of the fire going back as far as a million years ago, very well in producing fires before that. So human beings cooking food, eating nutrient-dense foods like meat and starchy tubers, things like a potato, provided us with the calories that we needed to have larger brains proportionally than really any other creature, and certainly the most advanced brain in the animal kingdom. And that brain uses most, 20% of our calories goes to the material between our ears. It's made of fat. So if we talk about cutting fat out of our diets, we're literally starving our brain of essential building blocks that it needs. And I think meat, great source of B12. You can't get it anywhere else. Usable, bioavailable B12 is only available in animal products.
So, Tony, question for you about the meat. I read a lot about paleo diets, and I've heard a lot about using a very high grade of meat. Is that something that you should really follow, like grass-fed or something like that? I'm not sure about the specifics, but I know that you should buy a higher-end quality of meat when you're doing the paleo.
It's certainly recommended, but I wouldn't allow that to become a barrier to entry. So for some people, if it's not economically feasible for them to buy grass-fed, pastured meat, which are, from an ethical and moral perspective, really kind of ideal, from a nutritional perspective, certainly superior, those are recommended. And I think that if one can incorporate more of those types of items into their diet, they're going to be better off for it. The planet's going to be better off for it. But I wouldn't let that stop somebody if they're debating whether or not to go paleo. That shouldn't be something that would preclude them from taking the
leap. So you can follow a paleo lifestyle without buying all of your food at a high-end grocery store?
Absolutely. And I think that's the great thing about paleo, is that so many people in the community, myself included, we want this to be inclusive. We want this to be something that people, it's not an all-in, it's not an all-or-nothing, it's not a black or white. It's find your own path, find your own paleo way. And even the standard paleo diet, as it's presented in a lot of books, the authors themselves recommend, hey, start with this as a template. Start with this as a detox, if you will. Begin here and then build your own paleo diet by testing what works, what doesn't work. If, for example, you find that you actually do perform and feel better eating some white rice, such as sushi and things of that nature, then go for it. If you find that you do better going low carb, if eating lots of carbohydrates doesn't really work for you, then don't do it. So make paleo your own, but still stick to those whole foods, those fresh foods, those fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, and seeds.
So let me ask you a question about your book, Paleo Grilling. What are we going to find in there?
Well, you're going to find how to get your grill started. You're going to find how to pick the best grill for your particular needs. You're going to find tools. You're going to find implements. You're going to find ways that you can really tweak out your grill if you want to go high with gadgetry. And you're going to find ways that you can really keep it simple as well. So kind of touching back into the fact that paleo is about ancient, but it's also about modern. So this is a modern caveman's guide to cooking with fire. This isn't about necessarily sitting around a campfire. Well, that certainly may be fun, and I certainly encourage anybody to cook out over a campfire. This is something that isn't going to take you so far out of your comfort zone. It's not going to take your dinner guests so far out of their comfort zone that they're not going to know what they're eating. It's still burgers, still steaks. There's all sorts of things that are really familiar in terms of their flavors. But, for example, the sauces are homemade. The meat, like we were talking about before, we recommend using grass-fed, grass-finished beef or pastured chicken. But, again, if you don't, that's fine. We have ways to make it taste really good. We have ways to make it healthier than you'd find in a standard grilling book.
Tony, give us a couple of your quick recipes or thoughts on grilling.
One of the things that people really seem to love is a good steak. So I recommend that if you're going to do anything, spend a little money, splurge a little bit, go out there and find a good grass-fed steak. I think you're going to find that the flavor is very different. It's a lot beefier. It's a lot richer. And when you get that really good quality of meat, the best thing that you can do is not really mess with it a whole lot. So this falls into the whole paleo way of keeping things simple, keeping things basic. If you take a really good cut of steak, all it really needs is a hot grill, salt and pepper, sear it so that you're keeping it medium rare, 5 minutes per side for, maybe a 1 or so pound steak, and then serve it with something that's going to enhance the flavors. One of my personal favorites, and it's a recipe you can find in the book, is a chimichurri. It's a South American condiment. It's really popular in our basically, it's a mix of parsley, garlic, olive oil, and salt, and that bright, lively flavor really brings out and balances the richness of the meat. It's something that nobody that tries it isn't going to like it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I'm hungry right now.
My husband's going to be so excited. He thinks every meal should be a huge steak.
There you go. I love it. And now, okay, so do you cook with potatoes, that kind of stuff too?
Well, in paleo grilling, I wanted to keep it pure. I wanted to keep it really standard paleo. So I didn't get into a whole lot of things that would kind of fall outside of the standard paleo prescription. There aren't any recipes for white potatoes. There are some recipes like a cold sweet potato salad
that is an alternative.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay, can you tell us that really quick?
Sounds fabulous.
So good.
Sweet potatoes.
Well, it is really good. I actually made it for my in-laws a couple weekends ago. We were celebrating with them. It's got bacon in it. It's got fresh thyme. There's a lot of really fun ingredients. And you really don't even miss the white potatoes. The sweet potatoes have additional vitamin content. The healthier, lighter take that's still big on flavor.
Are you cooking the sweet potato?
Yeah, you're actually treating it as you would a regular potato. So you peel it, you cube it into about 1-inch cubes, and then you parboil it until it's tender. So you kind of keep that texture, you keep it al dente, if you will. And that actually cuts down the cooking time significantly. So you're not getting your typical sweet potato experience. Everybody eats sweet potatoes baked until they're kind of like a mush, which is fine. I like mush from time
I like
to time,
that so. Idea. Keep them a little adante.
Yeah. I feel like sweet potatoes are the hidden secret of good food.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it. All right. Well, where do we find your book? I'm so excited to go check it out.
Well, you can find it on Amazon.com. It's in major bookstores like Barnes & Noble. But most people are doing their shopping online these days anyway, especially if you have Amazon Prime. Get free shipping. So that's what I would recommend.
There you go. Well, again, thank you so much, Tony Federico and Paleo Grilling. And, keep us posted on your next journey of what you're going to be mastering.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. All right. When we come back, we're going to take a really quick break right now. We're going to talk with Joe Wade. We're going to talk about Dream Builder Adventures. And we've got something right now that we're going to be giving away. So stay with us. You're going to want to hear about it. It's right here in the 805. And I'm telling you, I think you got something big here. This is going to be huge. It's, everybody's always looking for something to do on the, something different. That's what we always want to do, is something different. Well, Joe's found that. What we'll do right now is let's give away a Urbane Cafe gift certificate right now, 805-419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We are the brighter side of the 805.
That time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in with us here on AM 1590 KVTA. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I've got Sherry Gaba here. I've got Jennifer, and I've got Joe Wade here and Tom Spence. And, of course, I am your host, Kim Pagano. But we are going to talk with Joe Wade now, and we're going to talk about Dream Builder Adventures. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us, how did you come up with these amazing, I mean, it's funny, like you said, it's the amazing race, so talk to us a little bit about it.
All right. We've been doing it for about 4 years. It was actually my six-year-old son's idea at the time. He wanted like an amazing race style thing that families and friends could do locally that was a smaller scale. So we started doing them for our friends and family and friends of friends, and came up with quite a few little quests that we do right in Simi.
So. Yeah, I mean, isn't that, I mean, do you like scavenger hunts to begin with?
They're great. They're great. And I think it's so great that it's for adults. I mean, just, you know, time to do something different and fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so tell us, what is the name of the one that we're going to be talking about right now?
Oh, coming up next is The Duck Stops Here, and that's August 16th.
Okay. And so let me ask you, how did you come up with Duck Stop Here?
I believe the kids were involved with that as well. So,
okay, so when you say duck stop here, what are we going to be doing?
Okay, so you're running.
I'm so there. I'm so signed up. Are you guys ready? Are you in? Everybody in?
I cannot wait to hear about this because I always feel like I could be on the Amazing Race, so I'd love to see something local like
that. There you
go.
Okay.
All right. So we have a bunch of teams normally that sign up, and the challenges kind of take people all over town. And for the duck stops here, they're specifically going to a lot of the Simi kind of hot spots, historical places. I can't talk too much about some of the stops because it's all secret until that day, because we don't want people making a plan in advance.
Notes, right? Okay, right. And how many people, because I said, oh, okay, my husband and I are like, no, you need three. Yeah. Okay, so hello, who wants to be on my team, you know?
I think there should be like a single scavenger hunt.
Ooh,
get some singles
up
in the Conejo Valley together,
go.
You know?
There we were talking next year for Cinco de Mayo doing a taco dash. So we would have, you'd run around town getting 12 different tacos. In 2 hours, but you'd have to take public transportation, obviously, because it's not just tacos, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not just tacos. Okay, so, I mean, I know, let's talk about one of them that you already had, because obviously we can talk about that, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell us, how was your last one?
The name's drawn a blank. We have Nomageddon.
Was it Dine and Dash?
We have the Dine and Dash that we did, which was 20 restaurants in 4 hours.
Okay.
And everybody got to eat at each one. We have Nomageddon, which is all about experiencing and learning new things. Square dancing and curling and tries to get people out. You get to milk a cow and do a lot of things that you normally don't do. And then the one we just did revolved around, it was more puzzle heavy. So it had people kind of trying to solve the puzzle and figure out what to do next. So, you know, at the beginning of that event, we gave everybody a block of ice.
How cool is that? Okay, that's what I was waiting for. I wasn't sure if I could tell everybody this. Okay, so tell them about the block of ice. This is so cool.
So it's a 14-pound block of ice, and they have to carry that around with them for a while. We give them a bucket. And then we, at some point, tell them where to break that open. So they bust the block of ice open, and inside there's a little canister with a note in it. It's a long ribbon. So that ribbon needs to get wrapped around a pole, a specific pole at a specific place so that you can read the message on it.
I see a reality TV show in the works here.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Where do you get these ideas from? Were you always kind of the creative genius kind of guy?
I think he was the guy in school that wasn't really paying attention. He was already thinking
What's
of all
up?
These. Was that you, Joe?
I've been doing scavenger hunts for, 22 years? I was a camp counselor.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Camp counselor.
Okay.
So that's where it all started.
I love that you took something that you were brilliant at as a kid or, you know, and just kind of brought it into a business. That's awesome.
Is it for adults only? Is it for kids?
And now it was going to be
who can
do participate?
Because I'm excited just hearing about it.
Yeah. Well, we design them for pretty much everybody. In the Dine and Dash and in our last events, we've had groups of friends in their 40s, 50s. We had some senior teams. We had a three-generational team. And then we had quite a few families. So kids of any age are okay, and the events are all designed to kind of be fair and equal for whatever your team
age
happens to be.
Age appropriate, yeah.
If there's kids on your team, there's stuff for the kids to do. If there's no kids on your team, there's an opportunity for the adults to act like kids.
You know, as a therapist, I work in recovery. I work at SOBA in Malibu. And I was thinking, what a great event for sober fun. Because, you know, we're always trying to think of for people
something
that are just getting
fun,
sober,
yeah.
You know, let's replace the drugs and alcohol with fun. And wouldn't that be great to do like a sober scavenger hunt?
There
I just,
you go.
We're going to talk later.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It was not fun.
Well, as an adult, like you said, there's not a lot that you're like, oh, it's so exciting. Let's go and do this. That's not about going out to dinner, having a glass of wine, going somewhere. That's always fun too, but it's always fun to get your juices going and try to put your thinking cap on and figure out different things that you don't do every day. So
and I think it brings people together.
No
absolutely.
Question.
Yeah. You know what? I did one of these as a birthday party. And it's interesting. People get a little intimidated. You know, they're like, oh, God, okay, what if I don't get back? Who cares? This is just an amazing, fun time to get out. Where do people get tickets? That's what I want to know.
At the website, which is dreambuilderadventures.com. Okay. There's just one S and it's at the end.
Okay.
Dream Builder Adventures. And there's an easier one, simi-simi-.com, which takes people to the same address, but it's much easier to remember.
There you go. You know, I put this in my newsletter. I do want to remind anybody that if you haven't received my newsletter, I want you to. So all you have to do is email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Or you can call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, to get your name in so that you can receive one of those newsletters with all these great things that are happening. But I would like to, Joe, you just said we could give away a couple tickets, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so let's give away a pair of tickets.
Well, a pair wouldn't really work.
Oh,
we'd have to
see?
Give away four. Because
he wants to give more away. I love that. Okay.
Two people's really not enough to make up all the different parts of the team, so it really needs to be three.
Isn't
or
that
more
fun
people,
that
so.
It's like, okay, it's all about teamwork here. Okay, August 16th, call right now, 805-419-0008. What are they gonna win, Joe?
They'll win four tickets for the August 16th event.
Okay. Where are they going to start? Like, where's the headquarters?
The starting line is secret until the day of the event.
Oh, got it.
It's actually printed on the tickets.
Okay.
So when they get their tickets, it'll be on there.
Okay. It's all secret.
One part of the Duck Stops Here that I will give away because people never get to go there is Grandma Prisby's Bottle Village in Simi. So that is one of the stops. They do open that up for us for that day so that people can get in. It has been closed since 1994 because of the earthquake, but they do let us in. So.
Is there anybody living there still? No.
No.
It's just
okay. It's like a museum.
Yeah.
I've driven by that my entire life. I would love to see inside there. That's definitely a reason to head out there to see that and get going on the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, and now here's a question, Joe. If you don't win tickets today on my show, which we're going to do a couple on Facebook, we're going to be promoting this. It's a big thing. I'm really excited to be a part of this. Where do they, how much are they?
They're $20 a person.
$20. That's such
a
reasonable thing, too. Okay, and are they going to be able to eat? You said it ends up eating at the end?
We ended at a restaurant, but that's not part of the $20.
Okay.
So, but yes,
okay.
They do have, we have to tally all the scores and look through everybody's proof pictures. They're taking proof pictures all day, which is great because then they take a camera full of memories home or a phone.
Right.
But they have all the pictures because they have to shoot proof. At each stop that they've completed their challenge.
So can one person buy a ticket and be placed with a team?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so you place people together that might not even know each other.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. How great. Because, you know, people are always looking for things to do that are single out
Isn't
there.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
I knew you guys would like that.
And you mentioned team building or something like that. It is a great thing.
It's sober fun, you know.
Great people, at bringing people together.
Yeah.
And we've seen relationships, healed to some degree, within families coming out of one of these events where...
That could be like a parent, child, you know, a teen or an adult struggling with addiction doing something with their parent. I mean, you know, we're just always looking for some other way to bring, you know, healing.
Yeah.
And this could be one way.
No, it's great. It forces them into a situation where they have to work together. And we always give them 26 challenges that you're not going to be able to complete. There's no way to get everything done. So it's a matter of figuring out what you want to do, what you don't want to do, which ones you want to skip, which ones strategically should you skip so that you can get to the finish line with the most amount of points. Because there is a winner. It's a race. So.
And what do they win?
There's a trophy and then normally gift certificates from some of the participating businesses. So it's more glory. You're winning the glory.
It's a win-win, babe, out there. I love it. I love a race. I love a good, challenge like that. So, again, Joe Wade here with Dream Builder Adventures. And, again, give out that website.
www.dreambuilderadventures.com.
Okay, great. Well, I'm excited. I know that, should we take a really quick break? Or let's take a really quick break and let's give something away. In fact,
let's do four more tickets.
Four more tickets right there. All right. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and be a part of this amazing adventure. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And, oh my God, we're trying to figure out our teams right now. No, right? I mean, but we were just asking how many people go on these things?
Normally about 100.
Wow.
So we had about 85 people for the Dine and Dash.
Right.
And wow. The numbers have been about in that area.
Very cool.
And you said how many times a month do you do it? Do you do once a month, couple times a month?
We do once a month right now, but we want to expand that and eventually offer something about once a week throughout Ventura County, somewhere in the county, not all in Simi.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, because... it's just a cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, my mind is just going wild here with this because, you know, I think of like couples that are having issues, families that are having issues. I mean, of course, I'm going to the mental health side of things, you know, but people are always kind of in a routine. Not everybody thinks of more interesting things to do. So this would be a great way to spice up.
I was so excited when I met him. I was like, oh my God, you have to be on my show to let me share this with everybody.
And he's a camp counselor. I just love that. I just think that is brilliant.
Very cool. Sherry, I just want to kind of get a chance to, you know, kind of talk about who you are and where you come from.
Sure. Okay. I'm Sherry Gaba, and I'm a licensed therapist and life coach out in Westlake Village. And I also work over at a place called Soba Malibu. Of course, we're more than Malibu. We're all over now. We're in Ventura, Thousand Oaks, Texas, Calabasas. We're basically just everywhere. We have traditional programs, non-traditional programs, and, you know, we have groups. We have detox. We have residential. We have sober living. You know, when they get sober, a lot of times they're trying to replace, you know, what it is that they were doing to something new and healthy and appropriate, of course. And so this just really jazzed up my thinking about.
And I think that the one thing I love about is that there's no age required. Do you know what I mean? Anybody, because you could probably adjust it to whatever age. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And adrenaline. You know, a lot of addicts and alcoholics basically are always, you know, adrenaline junkies.
They want that excitement.
And so this could be a really positive, you know, adventure for them.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, give out Soba's number.
Sure. Soba is 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451. If they want to call me directly, they have any questions, I'm at 818-756-3338, 756-3338, area code 818.
Siri, I know we have like a second left of our show, and, you know, I think it's so important to, I mean, we talked with Kathy in the very beginning of our show about kind of really faking it till you make it. Keep telling yourself that you can get through this, believing in yourself. And I know as a therapist and working with Soba, that's one of the things about self-esteem that a lot of people really don't believe in themselves.
It's feeling what it is that you desire in your life, feeling it in your core, you know,
right.
And that's how you attract what it is you want in your life, and believing and feeling it.
And waking up and starting your day with amazing, surrounding yourself with amazing people that already love and admire you. That's what it's all about. I'm so glad that you tuned in today to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, Joe, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Thanks,
Jennifer.
So much.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Sherry.
Thank you.
All right, Tom, and all my listeners out there, again, if you missed any part of our show, go to KimPaganoShow.com. It's all downloaded there on Facebook. Become one of our friends. And also write this number down, 419-0008, because we have another show at 2 to 3 right here, and we are spreading the word about all the great things in the 805. Of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. So with that, I want to say, have an amazing day. Get out there to the Balloon Festival and all these great things. Again, tune in again at 2 to 3. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
You through the